By the way, in honor of John Borman Zardoz, I am drinking a Honker's Ale tonight.
Okay.
I'm drinking a prickly pear from Chicago.
Oh, wow. No, actually, I have something to say about it.
The prickly pear is evil.
We got it covered.
That's right.
I've got an old Rasputin. I feel like I should be able to connect that somehow, but nothing
old
is coming.
Old Rasputin.
Yes.
Well, it's in the cave.
He's a renegade. He was a renegade.
He's a renegade. Oh, yeah. Man, this is so great. Well, we should probably get started.
I'm sucking on Ricola, which
yeah,
I think is
this
one
is gold, and we're missing it.
We're recording it. It's just not part of the official show.
I watched it again today just to sort of refresh my, you know, I saw it years and years ago, but I thought, I'm going to watch it today. And so I put it on, and the 13-year-old is sitting there.
Oh, no.
And he's, well, and it's, you know, the beginning, you know, he gets through the beginning part, and he's already kind of going, okay, this is like Monty Python, right? Mm. I said, nope.
Oh,
nope.
No.
So then it starts into the actual movie, and there's Sean Connery, and he's got the gun, and he, you know, he aims at the camera and goes, boom! Mm.
At which point I yelled, no.
Yeah. And the 13-year-old goes, oh, man, he shot the cameraman. Movie's over. Yes! And he walks out.
We wish.
It's like, okay. Now I have to say that moment where he's going to shoot and then he gets the psychic pain and he throws away the gun. You have to watch the trailer because they cut it so badly. You know, they have that moment where they're going back and forth. But, you know, he's aiming the gun. Then he goes, and it's the weirdest noise. It's not the noise he makes in the film. It's this weird, like, raptor bird noise of, and it's cut off. It's, oh, you have to watch the trailer. That's all I can say. Will you still need him? Will you still feed him when he's half 64?
Well, then he's only 32.
20?
32. You should be able to feed yourself, you lazy man.
I will say, having written and sung that song, it always amused me that Paul McCartney got divorced at 64.
Mm. The answer is no. You will not. Yes, exactly.
If you're just joining us, Paul McCartney is the subject of this. No,
this is Beatle Talk.
It looked to me a lot like a middle of the road 70s porn, like just like the film stock, the setting. It very much had that flavor.
Very little wah wah pedal though in the soundtrack. So it was missing that.
True. Sure you want me to fix your plumbing?
This is.
Did somebody order a pizza?
Okay, Steve wins that one, David. We're Connery off.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. There's a similar scene in another Connery movie, but it's not a Sean Connery movie. It's Operation Glenn. Kid Brother with Sean Connery's brother, Neil. And there's a scene at the beginning in which there's nude bodies with stuff being projected on it.
Quite honestly, half of the James Bond opening sequences involve nearly nude women with things being projected on them. If we're going to go back to the secret James Bond aspects of this film.
If you were going to take Bond and The Wizard of Oz and combine them with 2001,
it's true.
There it is.
You got your Zardoz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we all know never to do that. So.
It's too late, Joe. It's too late. They did it. They did it.
I thought there was some John Pertwee in here, too, though. I felt there was some Pertwee or a Doctor Who in this.
You mean the
set? What?
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's on film.
Oh, I had a thought, too, about a funny comedy gag that I'd like to see sometime in a movie. It's probably been done. But when Sean Connery's in the Hall of Mirrors and he starts firing, I wanted him to shoot and hit himself, which is sort of what happens. But I mean, like, for comedy, like, oh, he didn't realize he was shooting at himself, which doesn't make any sense in terms of the physics. But I love that idea. Like, oh, yeah. I shot myself through the mirror. No!
This movie doesn't really seem to care that much about physics. So if it could be done anywhere, maybe here.
We have to talk about Vartox.
Vartox?
We have to talk about Vartox.
I feel like I need a shower after
all that.
What
the hell is Vartox?
Vartox.
So, wow.
When I was a kid reading comic books, DC Comics, I was a
huge Superman
fan.
I cannot believe this is happening.
And one day I pick up this comic book. I'm six years old, apparently, because I'm looking at this. So it's 6.5 years old. And I'm like, who is this guy in a leather diaper with yellow go-go boots? Not that I knew what those were when I was six. They made DC Comics basically took Zardoz and made him into a character called Vartox, who's this really crazy superhero who looks exactly like Sean Connery in that movie.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. Why I had no idea. Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, yeah. My God.
It is amazing.
V-A-R-T-O-X.
Yeah. Illusion. It was intentionally. It wasn't just a ripoff. It was an intentional homage.
That's crazy.
Homage in the terms of being identical.
So in the previous ones of these, I've mentioned the next movie. But I don't have a next movie. We can do a movie from the 90s, the 60s, or the 50s, or the 40s, basically. But I don't want to repeat decades yet. The best I've come up with so far is a movie from 1954 called Devil Girl from Mars, which is a black and white sci-fi movie made in the style of crappy American sci-fi movies, but it's British. So that's on the list. But if other people have suggestions, just email me with your suggestions, because I'm kind of open to whatever. I just don't want to go back to the 80s, 2000s, or 70s.
Jason, when are we going to get to your favorite crappy movie, Frankenstein Island? I feel like that needs to be addressed.
I have to say, Steve, there were scenes in Zardoz that really reminded me of Frankenstein Island. Really reminded me of Frankenstein Island.
I feel like a missing Carradine in this movie.
That would be a special. We will get there, because I do want to do an entire episode of The Incomparable about Frankenstein Island. I would like nothing better. That is a wonderfully terrible movie. I love it so much. But it has many scenes like in Zardoz. I mean, Zardoz is way better than Frankenstein Island. I will say that, because it's got about a million times the budget. But still, there are those scenes where you're like, why is this here? I don't. And it's like, why? That's a lot of specificity for something we never see again. Yeah, it's a lot of that. A lot of that goes on in Frankenstein Island, too.
Awesome.
Vartox. Right. You learned something new.
Vartox. It was great.
Zardoz!